Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, and once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Hey, good morning, Mark. God's got a weed whacker, and he's going to cut your sin off at the knee.
Okay, yeah, all right, buddy. That's a good one. What do you think about the resignation of Dan Rather?
Well, Mark, the media exists to serve the presidency.
Okay.
And
when someone can't
cut the mustard anymore, that person has to be replaced. You know, network anchors are like tires. You use them up and throw them out when the tread gets thin.
Mm-hmm.
And that Rather was starting to frighten me, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that a man 112 years old should be on TV anymore.
All right.
He was frightening the children.
All right.
112.
Now, there's a lot of things wrong with what you just said, Lawton. All right, let's entertain you. Who would you choose to replace him?
Well, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
I would pick someone experienced.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 28 years old or so and slender with nice feet.
Right.
I'm sure the University of Alabama School of Communications is filled with attractive sorority girls with vast experience that could replace that ugly old Rather in a heartbeat.
All right.
And blonde.
All right.
Can't go wrong with a blonde.
Hey, now, so you're going to replace a trusted newsman with some model? Is that what you're saying? You don't think that people benefit from Rather's years of experience, sir?
Here's a fact, Mark. Facts. They cloud the mind. He spent 30 years piling up all that foreign policy stuff, all that who's the head of which country garbage. I mean, where are you going to put it all? You can't stay on the administration's message with all that garbagey facts clogging your mind.
Exactly it. No. What about people's need to be informed, Lawton?
I completely agree with you, Mark.
Yes.
People need to be informed.
Yes.
Of the carefully constructed messages put out by the administration.
No.
Here's how it works. God speaks to George W. Bush, then he speaks to the press secretary, then he speaks to the media, who speaks to you and me.
No.
Now, where's ugly old Dan Rather fit into that, honestly? He's a frog in the punch bowl.
Yeah, you know,
what do people need? Facts or what the president needs them to hear? Now, answer me.
Why don't we just replace anchors with robots?
Exactly. You and I are on the same page for a change. I told Rove this yesterday. Robots are far more efficient. You don't have to feed a robot or pay them or read their self-indulgent memoirs. Robots never age. Aging is a downer, Mark.
I think the Republicans forged that letter about Bush's National Guard service just to get Rather out of there. I think the right will stop at nothing to discredit real journalists from doing their jobs. And I think secretly you hate being fed a steady diet of Bush's lies and spin and cover up. Don't you, Lawton? You hate it, don't you, Lawton? You hate it, Lawton. You hate it. I know you do. Yes.
Hacks
with haircuts. Right.
There's not a word of truth within any of them.
That's
we
right.
brought Rather down because he didn't kiss our ass.
Yes.
I hate lies, Mark.
Yes.
I do lies taste like a hairball.
Yes, let it out.
Covered with mucus.
Yeah, let it out. That's it. Look at
I hate all the lies.
Listen to this snotty,
so
crying
lies.
Republican man. Yes. Don't you feel better? You all right? You okay? All right, okay. All right, you all right?
I think she should be 25 years old, Mark.
No, Alabama
is full of beautiful girls.
No.
I might be willing to consider an Asian girl.
All right.
If she had blue eyes.
Well, that's what it, oh, my God.
That'd be great.
The boy's from Brazil. He'll be here. All right. Thank you, Lawton. That's very nice of you.
God loves you.
Yeah,
deal
I know
with
he
it.
Does. He, all right. Lawton Smalls, of course, always insightful and interesting.
From Planet Bush and had a conversation with Carl Rove.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Where'd that come? All of a sudden, he's like, you know, talking to Carl Rove on the phone. Now we see how this works.